No big
hey,
deal.
Hey, Robbie, what's up, buddy? What do you mean just
I hear you?
You
got, I hear you got big-time guests on down there today, so it's just me up here.
Yeah, well, it was a surprise. I didn't realize that Justin Moore was going to be here as well, and I guess I didn't realize that Coach Bielema was going to be playing. Apparently, they are 7-under after 9 holes. So
wow.
We'll see. Yeah, I know. We'll see how that carries them. Although, probably a lot of mulligans in that group, I can imagine. There's no doubt
hey,
about
that's
it.
All right. That's
so what's going on, Robbie?
Not much. How are you guys today?
We're good, man, out at Maumel Country Club right now. I know it's a, kind of a little bit loud in the background, so I may try to see if I can turn those guys down a little bit. We had a Razorbacks game last night. Missouri, pretty terrible,
yeah.
Though. 9-4. You feel good where the Hogs baseball team is now? The momentum picking up?
Yeah, I mean, really last weekend, what they were able to do against Texas A&M, that was key right there. That was a series they had to win. They had a top 25 opponent in town. You know, it was their final home series, and really it was crunch time, and they had to win. So, you know, you left that series with a good feeling about where they were as far as NCAA regional goes. But, you know, you still have a chance to really kind of make a bad impression if you go up to Missouri and lose this weekend. Because, as you said, Missouri's pretty bad. They've lost 13 conference games in a row now. They're not going to the tournament. This is it for them. So it is a bit of a scary situation in some ways for Arkansas because you never know, you know, what's going to happen when you've got a team that's playing its final three games. But give the Razorbacks credit. Last night, they did a great job. They were able to get that series opening win. And now they just need one more to win that series. And, you know, if they're able to do that, they're going to be 500 in this conference. And, you know, that's definitely getting you into the NCAA, into an NCAA regional.
Yeah, it's good news. The other thing is, and I'm sorry, I was in between saying goodbye to Coach and Justin there, but Trey Killian got a win, the most deserving man in the world. So now if we can just get Jeff Samardzija straight down Chicago, that would be good. But that was nice to see. Nice to see him get a victory and get a little run support and a whole bunch of it.
Yeah. And the funny thing is, Trey only went 6 innings last night. And, you know,
right.
Usually he's 8 or 9 innings. You know, complete game still gets the loss. So. He struck out 9, which tied a career high. So it's really just a good performance from him. I know he you know got touched a little bit early for a run, maybe 2 runs. I can't remember when the second run came, but you know the offense had his back, and that was what was very important to see. Brian Anderson had a huge night at the plate with 2 home runs, and Clark Egan obviously, you know, he got his second home run as well in the last 4 games. So. I think this team feels really good about where they are right now. I think it's clear offensively they are doing better. You know, is it where everybody wants them to be? Probably not, but they are doing much better than they were earlier this season. So I think they feel really good about where they're heading right now as they prepare for the postseason.
Robbie Nyswanger joining us from the Arkansas News Bureau, talking a little baseball. Hogs again continuing that series. You can hear the game tonight at 6 o'clock on The Buzz. And love to see him get a sweep, of course. Now, Beeks has been a little dinged up. It sounded like very cautionary this weekend. I know A&M, they had some concerns and held him out to be safe again.
Yeah.
But all indications that he'll be okay by SEC tourney time?
I don't know. We'll see. He's supposed to do a little light throwing this week. And we'll see. Next time we get a chance to talk to Dave Van Horn, we'll find out, you know, how that went and what he thinks. You know, I just don't know if Arkansas knows what to expect, though, from Beeks the rest of the way, because you're not sure, even when you get him out there on the mound, if he's good enough to go back to the mound to pitch in the game, what he's going to be like. So I think it's a little bit tentative, a little touchy there. I think that they're trying to stay positive with it, and they're trying to hope that he's going to end up being okay after a couple weeks of rest, but I don't think we have any answer to that just yet. So, and, you know, obviously that's a big concern. Because this team has really relied on its starting pitching all year long. And if you're going to take one of those guys out of the equation for the postseason, that could be a problem, obviously.
Yeah. Well, pitching has been a strong suit, and it was, you know, something they had some questions about coming in, oddly enough, and it's turned out to be the strength of the team. And if last night's any indication, maybe the offense is figuring it out, or I guess that could have more to do with the fact that, well, you know, Missouri stinks. So that helps. Yeah, it doesn't hurt.
There's always that factor, no doubt.
Yeah, can a brother get some extra games with Missouri? That's what we really, really need. So, all right. Well, cool. Robbie, appreciate the time. we will, I guess we'll catch up again here and see what's happening with the world of the SEC tournament, see who Arkansas ends up drawing. So,
yes, but, sir. Yeah. We know that they're going to play on Tuesday, and that's a single elimination game.
Okay.
If they get through that one, then they're into the double elimination part of the tournament. So who knows what could happen after that.
Good point. We will see.
All right, later, Robbie.
All right, buddy. Thanks.
All right. Have a good one, guys.
All right, you too. Robbie Niswanger, the Arkansas News Bureau. Yes, sir? Yes, sir.
You did a good job. Good to see Coach B.
Yeah, it was good.
See Coach B.